You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Well, I love dildos and butt plugs too. Well, I'd sit on a bowling pin if a straight guy told me to. Ooh. Oh, that's right, Daddy. That feels really good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Monday, March 21st, 2022. I hope you're doing well. I am doing okay. Thank you very much for asking. If you would like to support the podcast or the website, you can, of course, always make donations or become a member of my Patreon. All the links are in the sticky post at the front of the website and on Twitter as well. So I thank you for your support and your continued patronage of and enjoyment of the website. So that's what it's there for. What we're going to talk about today, I had really an exciting weekend on the website. I worked my butt off. I think pretty soon I'll be able to fit into my little Andrew Christian swim trunks for the summer and get fucked. But the site, we had several posts, really important posts about Destroyer Alphas, which I encourage all faggots to read because it's very important. And of course, I just did that Destroyer Alpha podcast on that subject. But there was another post that was very important too, two posts actually. It involves a faggot from Rio de Janeiro. His name's Bruno, and he encountered a straight alpha and seduced him, I guess is the word we're going to use here, using the approach. Now, I have talked about the approach many, many times. I mean, I've used it successfully a lot in my life, and so I know that it works. People don't believe me that you can serve straight alphas sexually, even sexually, okay? The approach does facilitate some of that. It's a shame that people don't believe this because it's real. It does work. But and Bruno found this out, okay? So that's what I'm getting at. He proved my hypothesis that I've already proven myself, but Bruno is another bit of evidence to support this, okay? So let me tell the story of Bruno and this alpha, the straight alpha that he met the other day. His name is Rodrigo, okay? So Bruno was sitting by the pool that, you know, sits in the middle of his apartment complex. And he was sitting in a lounger enjoying the sunshine after swimming. And this alpha, Rodrigo, came up to him and complained that there were no loungers available anywhere. And Bruno instantly said, "Sir, you can have my lounger. I don't mind." And he got up and offered it to him. And Rodrigo sat down in the lounger and he was confused. And he said, "Are you sure?" And Bruno said, "Sir, you're fine. You can enjoy it and I'll go somewhere else." And so Bruno went into the pool and was in the pool, you know, relaxing, I guess, leaving the alpha alone. Okay, now this is the thing. So about a half an hour later, Rodrigo got in the pool and started chatting with Bruno, you know, asking him questions, probing questions. And Rodrigo changed the subject to girls, the hot girls that were at the pool. And Bruno, again, the approach dictates this, okay? You want to leave little intriguing breadcrumbs that cause the alpha, the straight alpha, to recognize that you are not like other males, okay, without being gross about it or, you know, flamboyant. Just letting them know that you're different, you know. So Bruno said, they are very pretty, but they're not anything that I'm interested in. And immediately, Rodrigo asked him, are you a bicha? I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's a word, a Brazilian word or whatever, Spanish word for faggot, basically. And again, here we go with the approach again. Bruno immediately says, yes, I am, sir. Now, it takes courage, okay, definitely. But if you're primed, it's not so hard, you know. But because he was so just forthright about it and just so honest about it, that it took Rodrigo, it put him back on his heels, you know. This is the thing, like, these alphas are much stronger, more powerful than we are as faggots. But we have the ability to kind of turn their head around with just the truth as faggots, okay? Using the approach, this method that I've used successfully over the years. And Bruno followed it to the T, you know. So Rodrigo asked where he lived in the apartment complex, and he said that he was going to probably come back to the pool tomorrow, the following day. So, of course, Bruno was all excited. He was just like, I've got to be at the pool tomorrow, and I've got to impress him, you know. And so we kind of formulated this plan that he would, you know, Bruno wanted to bring some cold drinks, and I suggested bringing, like, some snacks, you know, just to have something there so when the alpha shows up at the pool, he'll understand that this faggot is going out of its way to impress him, to serve him, you know. So the next morning, Bruno went to the pool with his cooler full of beer and stuff, and he was there all morning, and there was no sign of Alpha Rodrigo, okay? And so he was pretty upset, I think, about that. He was disappointed, because I think he just thought, well, maybe, you know, I'm not going to get a chance with this Alpha. But then he went to the grocery store, and when he came back, he ran into Alpha Rodrigo when he was coming home. And Alpha Rodrigo apologized for not showing up at the pool in the morning. Alpha Rodrigo had been out all night partying, and he got a girl and brought her home and fucked her. And he woke up tired, but he said, notice this. He said, I looked out the window, and I saw you at the pool waiting for me, but I just was too tired to come down. Okay, so this means that Alpha Rodrigo's hunting instinct is primed now. He's looking for a kill. Like, he went to that window and looked out there to see if that faggot was out there waiting for him. And it probably impressed him. It probably impressed him. So I told Bruno that he's coming to the apartment, you know. And Bruno wasn't real sure, because obviously he just gotten stood up, I guess we'll say. But Sure enough, that night, 2 a.m, Alpha Rodrigo shows up at Bruno's apartment, drunk, and basically walks in and throat fucks Bruno, and feeds him, I think, 2 loads, actually. I think he came twice, I think, that first encounter. And he was very dominant, and he loved it. He loved being able to, you know, throat fuck a faggot, you know, like that, you know, in the middle of the night. And then he left, and Bruno was, you know, just, how would you be if you're a faggot? You know what I'm saying? Like, he was over the moon. It's like every faggot's dream come true, right? So, you know, he wrote me this, you know, oh my gosh, it happened, you know. So I told Bruno that right then and there, I'm like, he's going to fuck you. He's going to take you. And Bruno was like, what? Do you really think so? I'm like, yes, he's going to. You know, any alpha that's going to do that is going to go do the whole thing. He's going to go the whole 9 yards. And sure enough, Bruno receives a visitor at his apartment the next day. It's Alpha Rodrigo, and he wants to know if the faggot has the cable channel, the pay channel for the soccer game that was going to be. There was a championship game, I guess, over the weekend. I don't really pay attention to soccer, so I don't know what they're talking about. But apparently there was a big match this weekend, and Alpha Rodrigo wanted to know if Bruno had that package on his telephone, or television, I should say. And Bruno said, no, I don't, sir. And he said, well, get it. I'm going to be back at 4 o'clock when the game starts. And left. And so Bruno was all like, what? So Bruno got the game, paid for the game, and, you know, got the beer. And I suggested that, you know, Bruno make some sort of food, you know, that Alpha Rodrigo can enjoy while he watches the game. Bruno, Alpha Rodrigo shows up and comes in, makes himself at home, you know, lounges on the couch. He goes, tells the faggot to go get a beer for him. Bruno brings the beer to him, and Alpha Rodrigo takes the beer and says, what are you standing there for? Get on your knees and suck my dick. And so Bruno sucked Alpha Rodrigo's dick, you know, for a long time, like the first part of the game, you know, while Alpha Rodrigo watched the game and enjoyed the game, his faggot was sucking his cock. And then he told Bruno to go get a condom. There were condoms on the table in Bruno's apartment. He said, get a condom and put it on me, and I want you to ride me, you know, while I watch the game. So Bruno did. And the team was, his Alpha Rodrigo's team was not doing well in the game, and he was getting angry. And so he basically power fucked Bruno. Just to release some tension, I guess. And then he came in the condom, and he took the condom off and poured the cum out of the condom and made Bruno eat the cum with like a dip, you know, on some chips, which is a power move too, right? So then the second part of the game went better, and Alpha Rodrigo's team ended up winning the game, which he was very happy about. So then he fucked Bruno again. And this time, when he was finished, he took the condom off and then poured the cum onto Bruno's hair and told Bruno to rub it in like shampoo. And then he went and took a piss, and he pissed all over the seat and all over the floor and stuff and told Bruno he had to clean that up. And then he left. Now, and you can read the details. I'm just kind of glossing over a lot of the details. I'm just giving you like the rough outline as far as I can remember it. But this is what happens, okay, when a faggot applies the approach properly. With humility and with honesty, you just, in submission, you just present yourself for service. Alphas, straight alphas know what to do with you, okay? And if they find a discreet, honest, truly submissive faggot, there's a way for them to use you, okay? Like, don't fool yourself. Straight alphas will do a lot of things that in the dark, in secret, that people would never think they would do. And Bruno found that out. But the approach, it's not foolproof. You know, I've had a good success rate with it over the years. I have been charting my success rate, so I don't have firm numbers on it, but it's been pretty good. But I could talk to a rock for 10 minutes, so like I'm different from probably a lot of other faggots, but still, it does work. There's no special magic about anything. It's just being able to relate to an alpha and show honor to his position and offer service in whatever way. You don't start off with sex or anything creepy. And this is the problem I see a lot of times with faggots. Online, for instance, they'll approach an alpha on Twitter or some other space. Oh, I really want to lick your feet, you know, or, you know, they say something creepy that makes the straight alpha go, what the fuck, you know? But just being useful and offering humble service to an alpha, they respect, straight alphas respect the honesty, and they respect the willingness to serve. You know, not every straight alpha, okay? There's definitely destroyer alphas out there who are stupid and they don't really know, they're insecure and they don't know what they're doing, you know? But good straight alphas understand the incredible strength, I guess, it takes for a faggot to actually offer itself. It's hard, but it's not impossible, okay? You've just got to put yourself out there, just like Bruno did. I tell you what, I am so, so, so proud of Bruno. He really impressed me, and he did just everything right. I encourage all faggots that are listening to this to go to the website and read about Bruno's experiences. There are two posts, the sucking post and then the fucking post. And you can see all the clues to the approach right in there. Everything that Bruno did is just textbook. It's exactly how you can find and serve straight alphas. And the website, frankly, is littered with stories, true stories of faggots who have come to be owned by straight alphas and serve straight alphas. It's not impossible. You just have to do the right approach. So that's your free lesson for today, okay? So much free shit. just pumping it out every day. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you're inspired by it if you're a faggot. And for any straight alphas that are listening, please remember that these faggots want to serve you out of good intentions, and they mean well. Please treat them. Give them, I guess, some measure of respect, you know, if you can. But not the weird ones. Slap them around. Just kidding. Anyway, I will talk to you guys later, okay? Love you.
Bye.